Oi you, it's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
Take me on, take on me, I'll be gone. Why don't you?
This is a good lead in to your resting bitch face. Let's talk about it. Because you were about to go, why don't you tell me?
Well, I was going to mention that I have watched some of the old. Were you making a face? I've watched some of the old podcasts, right? And the cameraman happened to be on me while you're talking. And in my mind, right,
you're like this.
I'm intently I'm intently listening to you, feeling quite comfortable.
Yeah.
But on video, it doesn't look like that. On video, it kind of looks like.
Yeah, it looks
my like, face gone, show me.
Look, I mean, it's kind of like this. And your eyes go across the.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, it is. But I always think like it's wind. I think, oh, poor Mills. Poor Mills, she needs to fart.
That's not true. It's not
she
true.
She needs to fart.
I'm intently
camera.
Listening to you. But if the cameraman panned to me today, I'm just going to try and be like this. Do you think that'll work?
That's more your executive look.
I have to be very mindful because I really don't feel bad as it looks, and it looks actually really bad.
You do because my resting face is like this.
Right. Anyway.
Right. So.
What are we talking about today? Well, what are you going to talk about? I know what we're going to talk about. Okay.
I know how stars do it because they just Botox the shit out of themselves. They're just. So their face is constantly that.
Okay.
Well, not currently. That's good.
Okay, I wanted to talk about something, right? And I think it's important. So we're talking about money. I'm going to talk about money. As long as I think it's important. I want to talk about money today. I know we've spoken about money, but there's so many different parts and topics and concepts. So what I want to talk about is a lot of, what I want to talk about is a lot of people really feel that they don't have enough money to make money, or that they need
money
in order to make money, or in order to be wealthy, in order to have abundance in their life. I think maybe that's a better way to say it, abundance in their life, right?
Anything was a better way to say it.
Thanks.
No problem.
But do you understand what I'm saying? So a lot of people, I think there was a comment on one of your posts, you'd done some posts recently, and somebody had said, yeah, but because you'd said something like, oh, I'd earned millions of you've earned millions of dollars in your life, but where is it?
Yeah,
well, actually, I haven't earned millions of dollars because I've only earned
$50,000 a year, blah, blah, blah.
And I think the point that we're making when we're saying that you've earned millions of dollars and where is it is more along the lines of money comes to you, regardless of whether it's in the form of $30,000 a year, or in the form of $100,000 a year, or $1,000,000 a year.
$1,000,000?
Regardless of how much it is, regardless of how much it is, people earn money, right?
Yeah.
But what's important is not how much people earn, but actually what they do with money.
Yeah.
And I think this is a really important point because I've been working with some people because we teach the money principles. Yep. We run a seminar on this. But I've been talking to some people who said, oh, I came to your seminar but I haven't actually implemented the wealth principles because I don't earn very much money. And I'm like, that's exactly the point of you doing these. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how much money you earn, it's the principle. So I want to talk about the three main things of becoming wealthy in the three main areas. But the fact that it doesn't matter how much you earn in terms of money.
I think that the point is the strategy works regardless of how much money you earn.
Yes.
That's the point.
Yes.
Okay. So, and I think that people think that the strategy is only going to work when I get more money. So they live in that land of cause and effect. When the money turns up, then I'm going to run my strategy. When the money, and the problem then is when you're not running your own strategy, you have to run another strategy or someone else's strategy. And most of the time when you're running someone else's strategy, that the ultimate strategy of that strategy is to take your money from you.
What do you mean? Explain.
If you're not running your own strategy,
yeah,
you have to run another strategy. And the other strategy that is supplied to you will be, the purpose of that strategy will be to actually take your money from you.
Right. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're not, an organism needs to live.
Yeah.
Right. So it has to be fed. And if that organism is a government or a country, it has.
So if you're running the system, that's the government system. They're going to obviously.
It takes it off money. You.
Okay, yeah. So you've got to have your own system.
You've got to have your own
system. So this is just one part of becoming wealthy, or one part of making sure that your finances are in order, is to have a system that works.
But I think before that, it's about realizing that everybody's in a system.
Well, everybody uses a system.
Yeah, everybody's. No, they're in a system. This is a system. We're in a system.
Well, it's got a system of roads.
It's got a, it's got a tax system. It's a system. The question is that are you running a system or is the system running you?
Right. Yes.
And if you're going to run a system, it's got to be a system that's in accordance with what you want.
Right.
And while you don't do that, well, you're still
you're going to be running something else's system. Yeah. Okay, so, but there is a system that, like, in terms of that you can. Well, now I've lost my train of thought.
Have you?
Yes, because I'm talking about.
It wasn't all the pot you were smoking earlier before we got on this camera.
Let me think. I don't like it when you do that because you make it worse. You're taking me away from my train of thought. Help me. Now, I understand that there's a system that we are conditioned to run in terms of money, you know, whatever. But everybody's got a system, or everybody's got a particular way that they organize their finances. So when I'm talking about system, I'm talking about organization of your finances.
Yeah, totally.
Right? So your organization of your finances, everybody, regardless of how much you earn, you organize your finances to some degree, in the sense that there may be no organization and you just go in and you, as soon as you get paid, you spend it on X amount of things.
You don't know
whatever,
where you spend it.
Or you don't know where you spend it, or it goes straight to the bills, or it goes straight to the rent, or, you know, everybody runs a system. There is a system for organizing your finances regardless of how much you earn. You're always going to be organizing your finances. So, but the way that we make sure that we, in terms of what we do, is that your system has to run with the laws of nature. It can't just be that you are that there's no organization in there. There has to be some level of organization in there, because money flows to where it's organized most. Money's going to go where there's more organization. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Right? So the more organized you can be with your finances, the more money is going to flow into that space.
Yeah.
So I was just talking to a couple of people just yesterday when we were in Melbourne, and they were saying, I don't have money, so I haven't been able to implement these wealth principles.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but actually this is exactly when you need to implement the wealth principles,
right?
Because you do have money. It's just that your perception says, I don't have much money.
Yeah.
So you might be earning, and you might be earning $288 a week, and 280 of that goes into rent, or goes into the house, or goes into something. But there's still organization that can be had with all of that money, with that eight remaining dollars, and with the system. Does that make sense?
Totally.
You can still put X amount of dollars into savings, X amount of dollars into paying yourself, X amount of dollars into the rent, X amount of dollars into the bills. It might be small and minimal amounts, but you can still do that, right?
I spoke to those people as well, and I said, I don't care if it's only 10 cents.
Yes.
It's not about the amount that you put in. It's about
principle.
It's about the principle of actually, there's principles behind saving, which is you're starting to put yourself first. There's principles behind paying yourself first, as opposed to, you know, doing it any other way, making anything else more important. Your savings are the most important thing that you'll ever put your money to, because there's no risk in saving.
Yes.
You know, and so It's about building the habit and breaking the old habit and embracing the new habit of the new you.
Right. So one of the things that people say to me all the time, or say often to me, is that people think that in us focusing on the money, that we're actually focusing on the money. We're actually not. We're focusing on the type of person you have to be in order to organize your finances. Correct. So in organizing that $288 in a system whereby you make sure that you're paying yourself first, you make sure that you're putting the money aside and you're in charge of it, it actually becomes not about the money. It becomes about the person that you have to become as a result of you handling the money, regardless of how much
it is. So, you, excuse me, I just have a bit of a cold at the moment. Sorry, microphone. So you have to be a new you.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, which is – so people have this glass ceiling, right? This elusive glass ceiling that they're not able to get past, right?
Yeah.
But they think to be able to get past it, they need more money.
Yes.
But no, it's your psychology has to get past it. You have to get past it, because inside of that bubble is your whole life. Outside of that bubble is new creation.
Yeah.
Nothing new can be created in the existing bubble, our mindset, our system, our strategy, our reason that you've been running. If you don't have a new reason, a new thoughts and a new strategy, you will never create anything other than what you've already been creating the whole time.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
So they have to be able to get past that point.
Yes, but the point, I think that I don't know if we're... can we just cut that bit for a minute?
No.
Well, because you keep going into the thoughts and reasons.
No, I'm
not even there yet.
I'm not into thoughts and reasons.
We're not there yet.
I'm talking about the bubble.
But tell me about the – in this bubble, right? In this bubble.
Does this help?
Go away. Who made this table closer? I liked it further away. Now I've lost it again. This is not helping.
You got to stop smoking pot. What the –
this is just not working for me. Okay. So I get that you're saying about this, there are the elements of creating wealth, but it's about the person that you have to be in order to be able to run a system that's your own.
So there's a new person outside of that bubble that you got to be. That's exactly what I'm saying. You have to be able to get through that. You have to be that new person outside of that bubble.
Yeah, okay.
Do you understand?
Yeah, no, I understand
And there's three things that it takes to do that, which you're going to talk about the second thing in a minute, right? But I just want to give an example about that as well, right?
Yeah.
That I was kind of alluding to earlier, but I was rudely interrupted.
It's the system.
Right, before you rudely interrupted me, right? So let's say...
Sometimes it's a real struggle to keep up with what your brain is doing, because I am like, okay, what's going on? So hopefully you'll catch me up
right
now.
Okay.
And so, I'll practice my
so
go on.
So let's say, so we're talking about you know, the person that you have to be, right? Now we all have this person that we're being, and there's a place outside of this person that we're being that we want to be at.
Yes.
Right? And in that new place that we want to be at, there's a new you.
Yeah.
Right? So let's say you're trying to set your targets on that.
So when you're saying that new you, what you're meaning is, I know I'm in this place, but I know I could be somewhere else.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know there's outside of where I'm at, more.
There's something else.
There's something else for me to see, something else for me to have.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And we all have that hidden desire, that pull to get us there. Right? So... the feelings, habits, and emotions that have created the financial situation you're in have to adapt. They have to change to get you there.
Yes.
Right? But if you have a place that you want to get to, and you have a person that you want to be, and you have experiences that you want to have, if you have money in the way...
Oh, absolutely.
You can never get there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So therefore... let's say you have this huge big dream that you really want to get to. There's this huge place you want to get to. This dream you want to fulfill. You will pull back on that dream and you will shrink that dream backwards, dependent on your delusions and illusions and your understanding of money.
Yes.
So if you're concerned about money, it's going to taint your dreams.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Because money is a worry. So running the correct...
system
eliminates the worry,
absolutely,
so you can build on the dreams and get past the glass ceiling.
Yeah, Because
that makes sense. Yeah, but people want to go, listen, when I get past the glass ceiling, then I'm going to organize my money. No, it doesn't matter how much bloody money you have. If you organize a system with it now, everything else will turn up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because then...
That's a black microphone.
You're saying I'm about to say exactly the same thing.
No, that
you're
that we saying. Have been saying the same thing.
Okay, so the point is that when you've got this purpose and this and you want to fulfill something, if you haven't organized your money, money keeps taking you off track.
Totally.
And so instead of focusing on your vision, you're my vision at the moment, money keeps taking me off track. That's right. I can't focus on what it
because
is I want to
because it's not just money. It doesn't just take your money off track. It takes your energy off track.
Yeah.
You understand? Because there's emotion tied
Absolutely.
Up around that. Yep. So money is just energy in motion.
Yes.
It's emotion.
Yes.
So your objective is to stabilize your emotion.
Yes.
Does that make sense? Wealthy people... People who are wealthy are more stable in their emotions around money.
That's the massive shift. It's got as much to do with what they're earning. Mm. It's about
their emotional stability.
Because when they're emotionally stable, they actually have the ability to earn more. Because if you haven't learned to handle the amount that you have in terms of organization, then how will it give you more to organize?
Right. That's right. So your emotions.
We just probably need to take a moment and check.
Yeah, your emotions are distorting and disabling your ability to fulfill your dreams.
Yes.
If you're emotional around money.
Around money.
This is why. But people go, you know, when I'm wealthy, then I'm going to be stable.
Yes.
No, you have to be stable before you're wealthy.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
You have to be emotionally stable before.
100 million percent.
So, and the only way to stable your emotions is to stable your money.
Yes.
And when you stable your money and stable your emotions, you basically when you stable your money and you stabilize your emotions, your vitality goes up.
Yeah.
And your vision is able to increase.
Absolutely.
So then what happens is that your thoughts become clear.
Yes. Well, then. So, well, what happens is the system. Is one element of creating wealth. So having a system and having a system that organizes your actual money, regardless of how much it is one of those elements. Another one of the elements of creating wealth is your reason and the reason why you want to have wealth, right? Because we're talking about a reason, this vision, this dream that we want to achieve. Unless we know what we're going to do with the money, why would the money show up, right? And the truth about it is we all know what we want to do with the money because we all know that, oh, we've got to keep ourselves fed. We've got to keep ourselves clothed. We've got to get the kids through school. But if that's the limit of what you want to achieve, then that's the limit of the amount of money you'll get to be able to achieve that certain lifestyle.
Correct.
The greater your reason, the greater your dream, the greater your vision, then more money will come to you. Because unless you have a reason that is big enough, money won't show up.
That's right. So the next thing is then you have to have a reason.
Reason.
So here's the other thing. The amount of money that people have in their bank account will tell you how big their reason is.
Mm.
Now, so when you look at a person's lifestyle, their bank account, you know, people go to me, but I want more money. But it's like the universe is trying to give you money, but you haven't given it a reason big enough to give you money.
Yes.
So your reason has to be really clear. And your reason must be greater than you and it must be of service to life and service to humanity.
Yes.
So people who have money, they have a big reason to be alive. They have a big reason to have money.
Yes.
Look at any of them.
Yes.
They all have a big reason and a big call to be alive.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And if you don't have that big calling, that big reason, that big why, it just can't
turn out. And we say the word big. Right, but we don't mean that it has to take over the world.
Yeah, we don't mean it has to be immense.
It means that it has to be greater than where you're at now. It has to be outside of that space.
Yeah, and if you think about that, it's just about if you look at like Mark Zuckerberg, as we speak about often, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, as his reason grew, his vitality grew and his wealth grew. You know, so Mark Zuckerberg's reason was simply to make to make the world a more connected place. That's it.
Yeah.
That's his whole reason.
Yeah.
Everything he's built, his whole business, every person who's ever on Facebook is on Facebook as a result of that one line, that one calling.
Yes. So
I think that's crazy. I think that's just awesome.
I think it's cool. So in a sort of a more simplified sense, right? If I'm sitting here thinking, you know what, I'd like to build, I don't know, I'd like to build houses. I'd like to grow my wealth. I'd like to get more in my life. But it's a very wishy-washy. It doesn't have any foundation to it, right? It doesn't mean anything. No, nobody's – it's not going to inspire you, right? But if you've got, let's say, in your life, you know people who could really use housing or could really use clean water or could really use something, you know, and you know that in you building more wealth, you're going to be able to house children, let's say, that haven't been housed, and that you're going to give them an education, and you're going to be able to feed them, you know, nutritious food and give them clean water, etc. And this is a, like, it's a cause that really touches your heart. As soon as you talk about that and you think about that, it's something that's inspiring to you. It's a vision that's greater than you.
Yeah.
You will do whatever you can to go and achieve that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I totally agree. And the other thing is, you can, I mean, it's, that's still quite a big, but you can pull that back.
Yeah.
You know, your reason may be that, you know, you're a plumber and you just want to teach 10 apprentices within their lifetime how to become a really excellent plumber.
Yes.
You know, that's just as noble a cause.
Absolutely.
As Mark Zuckerberg's cause.
Absolutely.
But the point is that it is a reason.
And does it's and sense? It's greater than yourself in the sense that it serves the wider community to a degree.
Yeah.
And it's not just limited to your own space.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's like
I've often stood in audiences. You've seen me do this. I've stood in an audience and I've gone, "What do you do?" Somebody tell me something that they do, and someone will go, "I'm a real estate agent," and I'll go, "No, you're not a real estate agent. You give a person a home. You give a person, you know, a sense of self, because your home represents your sense of self. You give a person a reason, a sense of security, something to work towards. That's what you do."
Yeah.
Now, when you say that to a person, they sit back and they go,
I never thought about it like that
because people, you know, they're not, if you can't declare your reason to the world, how do you expect the world to accept your reason or to pay for it?
Yes.
You know what I mean? So the universe is going, declare your reason, tell me your reason, and I'm going to give you more.
And so as soon as you are clear with the reason, money starts to come to you because people start to want to know about what is it that you're doing? How is it that I can participate in this? How can I assist? So you actually draw more people to you. You draw more resources. You draw more finances. You draw more time. You draw all of these things to you when your reason is great enough. So having a strategy is super important, but having a reason is just as important in terms of creating wealth. And then intertwined with all of them, because you can't have one of these things and create wealth or two of these things and create wealth. You have to have all three. You also have to sort out what's going on inside of you, because if your perception of yourself and your thoughts, so your thoughts about yourself is that I'm not worthy, I don't deserve, I'm not good enough, I'm not valuable in some way, it doesn't matter how good your reason is or how great your strategy is, you're never going to get wealthy to the degree that you is possible for you, because you have got a thought that's pulling you back that says, I'm not that, I'm not deserving of that. So to bring wealth into your life, you have to have all those three elements. You have to sort out the stuff that's going on in your mind, and you have to get that you are truly deserving.
Yeah.
You have to have a reason that's greater than you, and you have to be able to run a system that is your system to show that you are organized. And all of those things actually intertwine with one another.
Because
as soon as you start doing one, it starts to assist you to do all the others. Does that make sense? As soon as you get clear with your reason, it's like, well, why am I letting myself and the way I think about myself stand in the way?
Yeah. So what are the thoughts that are running
me
deep down that have been getting in the way? So you have to be really, really, your thoughts have to be congruent with the person that you actually want to be.
Yes, that's a good way to say it.
So your thoughts have to be, and what I mean by that is they have to be aligned with the person that you want to be, and you have to think like the person that you want to be.
And what that means is
and you've got to deal with the stuff that's stopping you from thinking like the person that you want to be.
Absolutely. So if you're thinking that I want to be someone who is wealthy and deserving, but I'm sitting here going, I'm not enough,
yeah.
and is my, you know, am I tall enough, am I smart enough, am I wise, you know, etc., then it's never going to work. It has to be in alignment. It has to be congruent.
Yeah. And I always refer back to this movie because I love it. But we're getting back to the Wizard of Oz, where she first meets the wizard and he goes, "Who are you?" And he's yelling at her, "Who are you?" And she steps up and goes, "I'm the small and meek.
I'm Dorothy the small and meek.
And then the heart comes forward and you know, nearly cries, and then the line passes out. So she didn't know who she was at that moment until the second time.
She wasn't integrated in herself.
And so you've got to integrate with the person that you want to be. You gotta act like the person that you want to be. You've got to be there. But you can't. The other thing is that you can't act it. If you have a dominating thought inside of yourself that says you're no good, you're useless, you're stupid. Who do you think you are? You know, or you come from a lineage of that stuff where you know you've picked those thoughts up along the way because daddy thought that way, or mommy thought that way, or auntie thought that way, or school teacher. If you haven't contemplated your thoughts, you're at the mercy of someone else's thoughts of you.
Absolutely.
You know, if you haven't contemplated and contemplated how you think about how you think.
Yes.
You know, I can guarantee if you're talking to Richard Branson, he has a very clear view of who he is as a human being.
Yeah.
You know, he thinks about how he thinks.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Yeah. Anybody that we look up to has thought very deeply about how we think.
Yeah.
You know, you listen to the lyrics or words of any song, this is very a person, and we call them a superstar. You know, lyrics are, you know, are the way in which we think and we express how we're thinking, right? But your life, you know, your life is an expression of how you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your world,
including what you bring to yourself, the clothes that you wear, the money that you earn, all of those things. It's an expression of how you're thinking.
Well, your thoughts are the music. Your world is the symphony. You know, that's what you have to understand.
Yeah.
Is that is tomorrow the greatest example of how you think?
So I suppose I want to finish up by just kind of saying that the point of discussing all of this was really to say, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who you are, what you've got, you can actually have more, but it just starts somewhere. Mm. And it starts by, you know, you taking charge of the way you think. Taking charge of what is it that I want to achieve and the reason that you...
But can I just say something there? Because I know people will be sitting there going, okay, I'm going to take charge of how I think, but how do I take charge of how I think? Well, I think it's about starting to think about how you're thinking.
In terms of that aspect, that's absolutely...
Think about how you're thinking. Are you so clear what you're thinking that you would gladly plug two speakers into your ears and broadcast into the world what's going on inside of your mind?
Yeah, that too.
And how you speak to yourself.
Yeah.
And if you're not okay with that, well, then you got to do something about it.
Mm. Yeah.
You got to have a look at what you're doing with your finances. You've got to organize your system.
Well, that's what I was going to come to at the end, is that importantly, the first place that most people can start, because that's almost like it's the most tangible, is starting with that organization and actually starting to organize it, and you be in charge of organizing your finances.
You know, I noticed that when people do that, it automatically challenges how they think.
Absolutely. That's my point, because as soon as they start doing that, everything else starts to fall back from that. They're like, well, why am I thinking?
And you just took my point.
Why am I thinking that I can't have this?
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right. Cool.
Cool.
Okay, double punch, too slow.
You're an incubator. You were driving me crazy in there.
Where?
In that podcast.
I think you tried to get them to cut it at one point.
I was like, oh my God. I'm going to make sure they